Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from 2014 Verizon Vikings training camp in Mankato, Minnesota. We have six good questions from the fans. Let's get right to them. The first one comes from Robert in Irvine, California. Do you think we will be a top 10 defense this year? Given where the Vikings are coming from last year, where we ranked near the bottom in a lot of defensive statistical categories, that seems like a steep climb, but I think this year's Vikings team can do it. We have a new head coach in Mike Zimmer who brings with him a new defensive coordinator in George Edwards, and they have a new scheme. Plus, we have a lot of new players. There could be as many as 8 new starters on the Vikings defense this season. All of that change should yield some success, and it wouldn't surprise me if Mike Zimmer has this defense in the top 10 this season. Our next question comes from Jason in Kansas City, Missouri. Will missing the first few practices of camp hinder Cordarrelle Patterson early this season? Well, it's not good news that Cordero missed the first few practices of training camp, but I think the Vikings did the right thing, taking it easy with him and being conservative so that he's good to go for the rest of camp. But remember, the Vikings had a bunch of practices this offseason, so all of that time put in will help Cordero get over some of the early practices that he missed in training camp. I have no concerns about Patterson going forward. Our next question comes from Chase. He asks, it looks like Jerick McKinnon will be a third down back. Do you see any other ways he will be used in our offense? Up to this point, McKinnon has been billed as that scat back, the guy that you can use out of the backfield on third down. But McKinnon in training camp has displayed some inside running ability. During the Vikings goal line period on Monday night, he scored 2 touchdowns running between the tackles. So yes, I do think the Vikings will use McKinnon on third down, but they can also use him as a runner between the tackles on early downs too. Our next question comes from Ken in Racine, Wisconsin. Do cornerbacks Kendall James or Jabari Price have a chance to make the team? Most definitely, if they didn't, they wouldn't be on this roster. The Vikings drafted both of them this past May, and I have to say, Jabari Price has been impressive. The Vikings are using him on the outside at cornerback and as a nickel cornerback. That tells me he's picking up the defense rather well, and both James and Price are being used on special teams. So the future is bright for both of these two, and I think Price is one to watch. Our next question comes from Emily in Rochester, Minnesota. Do you sense a surprise player early in camp that we should watch out for the rest of the preseason? I do. I think it's Mistrell Raymond coming into training camp. I wasn't sure what to expect out of Mistrell, but he's had a great camp and has been working with the first team defense at times. I think he's really developed as a player. He's gotten bigger and stronger every season, and he may be coming into his own, and he might be a great fit in Mike Zimmer's defense. I like Mistrell Raymond. Watch him during the preseason games. Our last question comes from Chris in Manchester, England. Who do you think is the most likely record breaker for the Vikings in 2014? Well, when you have Adrian Peterson and Cordarrelle Patterson, there's lots of records that could be broken, but I'm going to point to another player. How about Marcus Sherrills? He has 2 career punt return touchdowns. That ties him for the franchise record. One more punt return touchdown for Sherrills. He's the Vikings' all-time leader in that category. He's had one each of the past 2 seasons. I don't see why he can't have one this season, too. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but training camp rolls on and your questions continue to roll in. So we're going to be back next week from Mankato with another edition of the Pick 6. Send your questions in to the email address at the bottom of this screen, and we'll see you next week.